And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcast Newsroom with your news for the hour. And we are going to get started for you right now. In Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris presided over the probable cause conference for Charles Fred Martin. Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Alexander Pahani presented an offer. Martin could waive his preliminary examination and plead guilty. The proposal included a one-year delay of sentence if restitution was paid before the plea. Successful completion would result in a conviction for embezzlement, a one-year misdemeanor. Additionally, Martin would agree to a 30-day bond revocation during the delay. Defense Attorney Dallas Rooney stated he had just received the paperwork and needed to review the offer with his client. Consequently, the preliminary examination will proceed as scheduled. And in Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris presided over a plea cutoff hearing involving Tia Michelle Schertz. Schertz appeared with defense attorney Dallas Rooney, while assistant prosecuting attorney Alexander Pahani represented the people. Prosecution initially offered a plea agreement, under which Schertz would plead guilty to operating while impaired in exchange for the dismissal of the original charge and a preliminary breath test refusal allegation. Schertz initially accepted the agreement and entered a guilty plea. However, during the court's questioning, Schertz indicated she had not necessarily been given sufficient time to consult with her attorney before entering the plea. When asked if she needed additional time to speak with Mr. Rooney, she confirmed that she did, prompting the court to pause the proceedings to allow further consultation. The matter took a different turn when Mr. Rooney requested permission to withdraw as Schertz's attorney, citing a breakdown in the attorney-client relationship. Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Alexander Pahani did not object to the withdrawal request, but advised the court that the prosecution was considering rescinding the plea offer, noting the case originated in April and that the people were ready to proceed the trial. Judge Ferris granted Rooney's motion to withdraw and ordered that new counsel be appointed for Schertz from the court's rosters of attorneys. A new plea cutoff hearing will be scheduled after replacement counsel has been assigned, with notice to be provided to all parties involved. And we are, there we go. And a warm welcome and heartfelt gratitude greeted local veterans Don Little and Bob Haldane as they returned home after participating in Honor Flight Mission 26, an unforgettable journey recognizing their service and sacrifice to the nation. The Honor Flight offered both men the chance to visit the memorials dedicated to their service in Washington, D.C. Surrounded by fellow veterans and volunteers, the experience was about more than historic landmarks. It was an opportunity to share stories, remember fallen comrades, and recognize a lifetime of service, as well as receive a warm welcome home that many veterans never experienced upon returning from duty. Family members, friends, and community supporters gathered to celebrate their return. American flags waved overhead as supporters lined up to welcome the veterans, creating an emotional moment that underscored the lasting bond between those who served in the communities they protected. For Little and Haldane, Honor Flight Mission 26 represented a meaningful chapter in lives defined by commitment and sacrifice. Their return serves as a reminder that honoring veterans is not confined to holidays or ceremonies, is expressed through simple acts of recognition, shared memories, and a willingness to say welcome home for service that often came at great personal cost. Honor Flight Mission 26 may have lasted only a couple days, but for Little and Haldane and the people who welcomed them home, its impact will be remembered for many years to come. And we will be right back after this brief public service announcement.
Thanks to your support, the nonprofits VetTix and FirstTix have given away tens of millions of tickets and counting to those currently serving and veterans, the immediate families of troops killed in action, and our brave current and former first responders. These tickets are a meaningful way to say thank you to America's heroes, and now we want you to be part of the mission. Got extra tickets to concerts, games, or special events, or want to see if you qualify? We want you to go to VetTix.org and FirstTix.org today. Give something to those who gave.
And we are back. And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I am Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.